On your commute, on your walk, on your couch. With the WSHU app, you can stream your favorite shows, check playlists, and catch up on podcasts anytime. Plus, you can send us feedback right in the app. Tell us what you love or what you'd like more of. Download the WSHU app free on the App Store or Google Play.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. New York lawmakers get a reality check on the cost of their plan to boost government pension benefits. New Haven's mayor says the city has a problem with bars giving alcohol to minors. A proposal in New York would make it easier to become an organ donor. Plus, looking to buy a mall, the Sono Collection is up for sale. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enrollment in Connecticut high school career development programs don't align with current industry needs. That's according to a new study by the state's largest business group. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
The Connecticut Business and Industry Association study finds that fragmentation across the state's more than 200 school districts creates barriers for students and makes it difficult for employers. To tackle the problem, Governor Ned Lamont says he's created a Pathways Commission headed by former U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona.
To make sure that this is a continuum, in every step of the way, young people have a better idea of what their options are, and you get them involved earlier.
Lamont spoke at the CBIA's Workforce Development Summit in Hartford. The CBIA report finds that key industries facing strong workforce demand in the state include healthcare, hospitality, transportation, manufacturing, and management. And many of the jobs do not require a four-year degree. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
New York State lawmakers are learning the price of a proposal to sweeten government pension benefits. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vielkind reports it's roughly $1.5 billion.
Labor unions say recently hired public employees should be able to retire at age 55 instead of 63. That puts them in line with other teachers and government workers. But there's a cost. $1.5 billion a year, most of which will be paid by municipalities and school districts. New York City's bill would be $328 million a year. State Senator Jessica Ramos is a Queens Democrat. She says the proposal is worth the cost.
This is a worthwhile investment in the future so that we are protecting the workforce and people can live with the dignity they deserve.
Fiscal conservatives warn the plan will raise taxes. Governor Hochul says she's evaluating it as part of the state budget. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vielkind for the New York Public News Network.
The city of New Haven wants to enforce new restrictions on establishments that serve alcohol to minors, WSHU's Janice Roman reports.
Mayor Justin Ellicker says he plans to implement tighter restrictions on underage juice bars. These are establishments that legally serve non-alcoholic beverages to minors, but often operate near 21-plus events where alcoholic beverages are served. In some cases, alcohol was served to minors. Ellicker says previous incidents have brought up public safety concerns. He says in the past year, the city has seen an increase in disorderly conduct.
People from the surrounding area come to enjoy themselves safely, to have a great time, to help support a lot of our local businesses, but we want to do that safely and responsibly. Frankly, there's a handful of establishments that have these juice bars that are not doing that.
Ellicker says a new local zoning proposal would prohibit new juice bars from opening. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
A bill in New York would make it easier to become an organ donor. Plus, there are now two Connecticut malls for sale. That and more is coming up.
Your old car can do more than sit in the driveway. You can put it to work to help bring trusted news and beautiful music to your community. Donate it to WSHU. Towing is free and the impact lasts. Start at WSHU.org. Thank you.
Governor Lamont will be attending both UConn games this weekend, according to his office. He'll be flying by private jet, which he's paying for, to the women's game in Phoenix, then to the men's game in Indianapolis. If the women beat South Carolina tonight, he'll then go back to Arizona for the final. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill to strengthen the Long Island Sound program, which supports the vital waterway. It was sponsored by Representative Nick LaLota from Long Island and co-sponsored by Representative Joe Courtney of Connecticut. The bill now heads to the Senate. The town of Southampton wants to regulate when trees can be removed from a property for construction. Right now, property owners face little regulatory pushback when they want to clear vegetation on their land. Under the proposal, clearing more than half a property would require approval from the town's planning board. Taxes are due in less than 2 weeks. The deadline is April 15th. But Americans don't have access to the direct filing system they had in years prior. The short-lived program was ended by the Trump administration, which cited high costs. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says they caved to tax filing companies like TurboTax and HR Block.
That's disgraceful at a time when people are already hit with rising costs in food and fuel, and now to have to pay hundreds of dollars to file their taxes is both insult and injury.
Blumenthal has introduced legislation that would make direct filing permanent as a matter of law. The Internal Revenue Service has lost around a third of its staff due to layoffs, resignations, and retirements. New York still trails the national average when it comes to organ and tissue donor registration, despite efforts to make it easier to register. The New York Public News Network's Samuel King reports a proposed bill would allow New Yorkers to register on their tax returns.
For Assemblymember Udelka Tapia, a Bronx Democrat, the issue of organ donation is personal. She says one of her sons is now thriving after waiting 16 years for a kidney. Another is now on dialysis, waiting for a breakthrough of his own.
I am living this fight on two fronts, as a legislator and as a mother. And that is exactly why I will not stop pushing.
She's a lead sponsor of legislation that would allow New Yorkers to register as an organ donor on their online tax returns. Supporters like Donate Life New York State Executive Director Aisha Tater hope it would push the percentage of organ donors in the state up to the national average.
This will get us our 2.3 million.
Governor Kathy Hochul vetoed a similar bill last year. In Albany, I'm Samuel King for the New York Public News Network.
Connecticut is spending $750,000 to expand a program that provides Section 8 rental assistance to families facing homelessness with children in Head Start. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
The program, launched 4 years ago with 50 Section 8 vouchers, now has 250 vouchers. Governor Ned Lamont says the aim is to connect families with permanent housing to support children's education and reduce homelessness.
We found that homelessness is often not having a place and somebody to take care of your child so that you can get back to work and feeling confident that there's a safe place for your child to be. That's part of what we're trying to do, you know, in programs like this.
The program provides professional case management services to connect families with permanent housing, health care services, education opportunities, and financial literacy programs. The money to expand it comes from the state's Office of Early Childhood, which is coordinating on the initiative with the state's Department of Housing. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
The Sono Collection, a shopping mall in Norwalk, Connecticut, is up for sale. WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
The indoor mall was put on the market last month. According to listing real estate broker JLL, the mall has an 86% occupancy rate, with over 700,000 square feet of space. According to Hearst Connecticut Media, developer Brookfield Properties sold its majority stake to a group of investors for over $300 million. Sono Collection is the second mall for sale in the state. The Trumbull Mall was listed for sale last month after going into foreclosure. The broker has not listed a sale price for the property. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
This is WSHU's Birdsong Break. This week, the house finch. These social songbirds are actually native to the western U.S., but made it here to the east in the 1940s when they were being sold as pets. Now they can be found in our regions, forests and woodlands, and of course at your backyard bird feeder. The males are the more recognizable, with brown bodies splashed with shades of red. Take a breath, listen, and let nature slow you down. This has been WSHU's Bird Song Break, featuring the house finch this week. Special thanks to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and visit WSHU.org for more. For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, stream online, or download the free WSHU app. And for some behind-the-scenes fun, join us over on Instagram. We'd love to connect with you on there. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.